When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
3, 2, 1. You know what I feel like doing?
Charging people $8,000 a month just to be blue verified?
Of course, I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I am your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are verified and non-verified. And of course, I'm joined by the one and only.
What up, guys? Aiming the mic. How's everyone doing?
So before we get into today's little journey into the world, we'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
Thank you, guys.
So there has been a ruckus on the social media world.
The ruckus. Ruckus.
Ramble rousers, to say the least.
The what?
Ramble rousers.
Now you're just making up words out of your ass.
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
From time to time.
But there's been a lot of people who are upset about Elon Musk buying Twitter.
What? Why couldn't he buy MySpace? Like, bring back my. I feel like I'm the only one who's on the bandwagon for MySpace. Oh, Blockbuster. Bring back Blockbuster.
I wouldn't put it past him. He has that money to do so. But people were upset that just the way he's been handling Twitter's purchase, kind of like really, I don't know, like he's not like the typical like CEO, like businessman, Bill Gates.
Well, kind of guy. He has Asperger's, right?
I have no clue, but he's very, I wouldn't say modern, but like he likes memes, he jokes around, and I don't know, like people come for him all the time, and he just kind of like has that, that like, I really don't care what you think mentality, and I guess you need that nowadays. But there was an interesting take he had where he was gonna get people who have those blue check marks, which means you're verified on Twitter, like that's you, no problems, no questions asked. He's going to charge them $8 a month to keep that blue check mark near their name. A lot of celebrities, a lot of social media influencers were very, very, very upset at this.
Yes.
Now, I want to say to those same people who are crying about $8 a month, those are the same people wiping their tears away with hundreds of dollars, the blue bills, not even the old racks, you know? 21 Savage said he had green hundreds in his safe. He got old racks, you know? Those are the same people that are complaining about $8 a month. Maybe don't get your Starbucks once a week.
And Kev, this is the same guy who used to get Starbucks every day.
Used to, keyword. You know, I've grown up.
Now you go to Starbucks.
Now, yeah. Only if I have a gift card, my friend. Only if I have a gift card. But yeah, like, I get why people are mad. It's like you're pretty much charging us for an already free feature.
But you don't have to work for it anymore. You could just pay for it.
Well, no, like, I think there has to be some requirements met to get access to purchase. It's like a YouTube play button. You just can't go, you can go buy a fake one, but,
you know. You just pay $8 a month.
Now, I just, for the life of me, I just don't, like, I don't feel bad because all those celebrities have all the money in the world. They can afford $8 a month to do this blue check mark, and it's a blue check mark. I don't know if there's going to be any delineations from like what a different color check mark means. You know, is there going to be a white one versus a blue one or whatever? Like, are you going to do like a free tier?
I don't see colors, buddy. All right. White, blue, red.
There you go.
I see gray. I'm like a dog.
But apparently dogs aren't colorblind.
No. Have you not seen Rugrats when they did the POV version of the dog running around?
That, I get that, but logically, or in the real world, I don't know.
Have you ever seen the Rugrats are not in the real world? I've seen Tom and Pickles.
Are they canon?
Yeah, they're canon.
Dang, that's crazy. But like, what are your thoughts on like him charging for like check marks and like verification and all that?
I think it's the stupidest thing I ever heard, but I also think it's the smartest thing I ever heard as well at the same time, because people want to be cool. They want to be like their famous friend with the little cha-ching mark on their names. And I got them pissed about it because I have a friend out in Cali who recently got the blue check mark verified on Insta and Twitter, and he worked so hard for it, and now you're telling me that some slow bro outside could just get a verified check mark just by paying $8. Those are the same people that are paying Netflix $20 a month to not watch the ads and watch and have their 8 fans watch it with them. Like, no. Am I going to do this? Absolutely not. I hardly use Twitter anyway. But here's my thing. If the Boo Verify gives you a boost on your profile and have other people see your tweets more often, then yeah, I'll do it. But let these
That's
people,
what I think this is.
Let these people see my weird 2 a.m. tweets that I do at Walters and White Plains. Mind you, 2 o'clock, if you go to a hot dog place at 2 a.m., it is different. It hits different.
I think the $8 a month has to be more than a little blue check mark.
It has to be.
I think there is something where it's like you can boost your profile or your tweet. You get like a certain amount of credits per month where you can kind of boost certain posts or blah, blah, blah. You appear more on like people's feed. I don't know how that'll work. Or maybe you get your own hashtag. You know, there's a bunch of hashtags that have these cool little graphics near them. Maybe you get one of those.
I want Black Adam to see, to be like, yo, Aim on the mic is talking to me on Twitter and saying that I look like an Adonis God. I want Rock to see that tweet and like it.
There you go. Just spam tweet him.
Yeah, spam tweet him. Or to see, to have Caleb Braxton see my tweets and be like, yo, Caleb, what you doing at 2 a.m. down in Florida?
Apparently, there's been a lot of people like getting on her back. She was, yeah. She tweeted like at FedEx or something about like package delivery, and like all her comments were like, man, you're so privileged. It's like, dude, I'd tweet FedEx too if my iPhone was lost in the mail or something.
Yeah, right.
But I don't know.
I get mad if my package doesn't come the day it's supposed to be delivered.
I'm like a hawk. I'm watching.
I'm watching it.
Postman don't stand a chance.
The postman's afraid of the dog. They should be afraid of you.
Exactly. No,
I'd be mad if I order it, like on a sale on Monday, and they're like, oh, your package should be arriving here on Friday or on Thursday, and then I get a message on Wednesday or Tuesday saying, oh yes, and they be on Saturday to Monday. That's when I go and email the company, hey, what the fuck? You told me it was supposed to come here on Friday. Now I'm getting a message saying, like, I'm the Karen of the packages. If I order something, it better come on the day you say when I buy it.
All right. So I have a divisive question. I have multiple divisive questions. We can layer them into the podcast.
Yes, I am white.
There you go. All right. If it came down to it, every social media platform, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all that, whatever else you use, if they all said today, we're charging you money to be on this platform, $8 a month, we'll just stick to that price because that's the only price we know. Would you pay
$9.99 a month?
WWE Network status. Would you pay to stay on all the media platforms, or would there be select ones you pick?
MySpace.
Always.
Vine. Blockbuster.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe. B-L. That's not even a social media platform.
We're making a social media app. Let's bring it back, boys. No, seriously, y'all. Insta, I feel like I use Insta the most. But if I get a blue check mark, then I'll be like, all right. If not, then I'm going to be on that B-Reel.
All right, no, stop. Stop.
What do you mean?
Do you have B-Reel?
Yes.
What is this about? I need an explanation. The youth needs to explain to me what this is.
Look, I have a B-Reel. Look at that. I have two notifications on my B-Reel. Right there, B-Reel.
I mean,
you're not even looking at the camera.
Yeah. I know, like, I see the app has a notification, but B-Reel is weird to me. I don't know.
All right, we're going to do this live right now, folks. Right now, Kevin's going to be on my B-Reel.
So I was out with some friends, and my friend decided to post their B-Reel. This is from what I gather from the experience.
Oh, you're not on B-Reel?
No, I'm not.
No, you got to be on this wave. I've been on it since the end of August.
But this is the thing that I don't understand. It like tells you got to post today. You have to. Like, gun to your head, you have to.
Yes. Yeah, you're on. This person
person was going to post their B-Reel, but the camera, because like they were holding it to take a picture of their food, was at the most unflattering angle, like to their face. And you got one of those really close-up weird like eye shots. When you want to be creepy and just send like a funny snap, that's what you got in that B-Reel, and it posted. Like, it just automatically went and said, yo, like, screw you, I'm posting this right now. So yeah, a B-Reel pretty out there for me. But you said you would do Insta. What else?
MySpace and Blockbuster.
Blockbuster. You're so weird. I don't know. For me, Facebook's gone. See ya. Don't care. Instagram, I'd probably keep. I'd really pay for Snapchat and Twitter. I really would.
Oh, I forgot about Snapchat. Fuck.
But this is my thing about Twitter too. TikTok was down over the weekend.
TikTok was down? I don't even know.
TikTok was down over the weekend. And my first instinct, as per usual, is to go to Twitter, check TikTok down hashtag and see if it's trending. If it is, I know there's something wrong with TikTok and it's not just me. So I always refer to Twitter whenever something happens, like on other social medias or just in the world. I just find myself on Twitter more, and I'd pay for it.
You pay for it? I bet you do. I bet you do pay for it.
What I don't understand now that we're on this subject, Snapchat Plus. What is that about? Like, what are you doing?
I don't know. I don't even know what's it about. Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm going to do my research. I'm going to be a good podcast host and pull it up. Snapchat Plus, what is it? So it's not about the case of God. It's a company that premium subscription ties to provide you some exclusive feature with pricing starting from $3.99 a month. The new customer experience lets you set a preferred expiration date on your story with options of ranging it from 1 hour to a week.
So basically, you're just paying to have
your photos stay longer.
That is like, honestly, I'm sorry if you listen to this and you paid for this. But you just got duped, my friend. You got duped. Don't
you could save your pictures on Snap if you like your photo. Dude, no, I want to. It's basically bringing these back.
Glasses.
I want to see it. I want the girl that I really like to see this photo because I look really good in it. Let me pay for Snapchat Plus because so hopefully in this week she can see this photo that I took of.
And that is the exact thing I don't understand. Like, I think I did see somebody on my Snapchat paid for Snapchat Plus, and whenever I'd open their Snap, the box that is normally red turned like gold, and then a middle finger emoji popped up. So I guess you can kind of like choose a special animation whenever people open your Snaps. But like, that stuff is so pointless. Like, that stuff. At least to me, I know there's some people that really care about Snap and all that fun stuff, but I don't know. It just doesn't compute with me. I also am in the camp, and you know this because you've called me out on this. I hardly post on Insta as it is. I don't make actual posts. I make like stories or whatever, but I never actually post to Insta. I just, for the life of me, social media nowadays, and as time goes on, it's not important to me. Like, I post on TikTok maybe once or twice, like that's it. But yeah, I don't know. If you're paying for these premiums on all these different social media platforms, I don't think I can justify supporting your actions. But you heard it here first. I don't support that. So would you pay? Would you honestly
pay for an OnlyFans? Yes.
Pay for an OnlyFans, of course. Would you pay a premium on social media to get all these cool bells and whistles, or you really just don't think it's necessary?
If I can get this on OnlyFans and get exclusive content, then hell yeah.
He's all for it.
I'm all for it. Only for the OnlyFans, though.
Only for the OnlyFans, nothing else. You're not about Twitter, Snapchat.
If I could get if I could get the tweets, like for Twitter, if I can get the famous people looking at my Twitter, then hell yeah, I'm all for it. But yeah, Twitter and then OnlyFans.
And there you go. Yep. Settled in stone. He's all about it.
I'm all about it.
What is settled in stone are the fact that more episodes of the Get Comfy podcast, Get Comfy Game Break, and Get Comfy Lowdown are really on the way to your guys' ears single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and, of course, the Believe Network. I've been K-Lo, joined by the one and only.
Aim on the mic, and that's a whole nickel.
And we'll see you guys next time.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.